No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
What's going on, everyone? Good afternoon. Welcome back to another episode of Today in Sports Betting. I'm your host, Yoel Abulov, also known as @OnKyobo on Twitter or X. And thank you, as always, for tuning in. It's Thursday, May 1st, and we're rolling into episode 10, Thursday Wagering with Yoel, in which we'll have a lot of action from the UEFA Europa League, the Conference League, as well as the NBA playoffs. As I mentioned on the previous episode on Tuesday, we've been having a rough go the previous week, as well as a rough start to soccer on this week. So far, we're sitting at 4-5 in the NBA. We've somewhat caught a little bit of steam in the last set of matches there, but 0-7 in soccer, which is extremely uncharacteristic for me, who claims soccer to be their primary sport, both from a fan as well as a watching perspective. But rest assured, I'm very committed to turning the tide around on that one, starting with today. Actually, it's a great soccer slate that we have in one of our hands, so we'll start to turn the tide around today on, especially in the soccer front. It's definitely one of those stretches where things are just not falling our way. The reads, as I've said, have been mostly sharp. The effort is still there. I can vouch for that from a personal standpoint. And we're showing up with a full board today as well as tomorrow. And I feel good about it. You know, I know these streaks, they don't last forever. You know, it's kind of unheard of for me to go 0-7 in soccer throughout the span of, you know, a couple of days. Premier League is back today. UEFA Europa League, Conference League, there's a lot of opportunity to truly strike back. And with that being said, let's start by breaking it all down. We'll start by today's plays, Thursday, May 1st. And to open up, I'll open up with a free play for the day. And that will be, I'm going to be butchering this, but Djur Gardens versus Chelsea. I'll be backing Chelsea to win and over 2.5 total goals. Originally, I took this line at minus 125, but at the time of the podcast, the line has fallen to minus 111 on Fanatics. And I think that this is more than playable, especially considering that I took it at minus 125 and now we're getting it at much better odds. Djur Gardens are a team that's had a nice run throughout this competition, but the truth is they haven't faced a truly an elite side until now. They were able to eliminate Paphos and then pulled a comeback win against Rapid Vienna. But those wins don't really prepare you for Chelsea, who view this tournament as, you know, most certainly a win or there's no other solution. So the visitors come into this one with more quality at every single position, more depth. And while Djur Gardens Stadium offers an artificial turf that could potentially mess up the tempo for Chelsea a little bit, I think that their overall superiority and their desire to want to go home with a strong result will show here against a squad that likely no one even knows a singular player out of. I'm expecting Chelsea to win and over 2.5 total goals to be scored. A 3-0 result would not surprise me. But then again, Chelsea have been surprising. But I feel good about this one. Before we continue with the action in the UEFA Europa League as well as the Conference League, there is a singular English Premier League game still remaining from the previous match week that Nottingham Forest did not get to due to their congested schedule with the FA Cup. And with that being said, we have Nottingham Forest taking on Brentford. And I like both teams to score at minus 170 on Fanatics in this one. Nottingham Forest just got bounced from the FA Cup by Manchester City, and now their full attention shifts back to the Premier League, where they still have a real shot at finishing in the top four if they win their games in hand. But they're going to need to start taking care of business in spots like this against a Brentford team who doesn't have a lot to play for, but they've continued to deliver tough performances both on the road, and their attack is, captained by Brian Mbeumo and Yohan Wissa, are always good for a goal or two in these type of matchups. I think that Nottingham Forest will be the aggressors here at home, but Brentford will also have their chances. I'm not loving a side in this one, and therefore I'm trusting both teams to get on the board here. Now going back into the UEFA Europa League, we have Athletic Bilbao taking on Manchester United. I'm going to be backing Athletic Bilbao money line, and I originally took it at plus 110, but the line moved to plus 115, so most certainly still playable, and we're getting it at even better odds here as well. And I'll also be backing total goal bans 2 and 3 at minus 105 on DraftKings. This is one of my favorite spots of the day. Athletic Bilbao are rested, focused, and in form without playing a game this past weekend in La Liga. Manchester United, meanwhile, have struggled to create anything convincing throughout the month of April, to be honest. They needed extra time to beat Lyon, a team that's been somewhat underwhelming, and even after they were down to 10 men. Whereas Athletic Bilbao have been locked in on the tournament all season, and they know that the final is within reach, and the final will be played in their home stadium of San Mamés. And with that being said, I expect them to come out strong at home. They'll definitely want to take a strong result to Old Trafford. But along the same lines, I'm not expecting it to be a high-scoring shootout like Manchester United has played against Lyon. A 2-1 type of win, a 2-0, a result along those lines would fit perfectly to Athletic Bilbao's approach and Manchester United's rough going in their goal-scoring ways. I am backing the home side at plus odds and then a total goal bands of 2-3 in a favorable range. Remaining in the UEFA Europa League, we have Tottenham taking on Bodo Glimt. In this one, I'm going to be taking both teams to score in over 2.5 total goals game parlay at plus 105 on DraftKings. Tottenham, I won't sugarcoat it, have been a disappointment in the English Premier League, but they're still alive and they're here. And with the Champions League qualification on the line, this tournament matters a lot to them. It matters a lot to Manchester United as well, if we're talking about the teams in the Premier League who have not fared well in their domestic leagues, but have been doing well in the Europa League. Tottenham is another one of those teams. Offensively, they've been fine. Defensively, they haven't been. Bodo Glimt is a team known for their fearless attacking style. They will score, but they will also concede, very similar to Tottenham. They've already put up 9 goals in 4 league games back in Norway, and in the 6 knockout matches that they've played in the group stage, their games have averaged nearly 4 goals. Tottenham should find the net multiple times, but they've also been vulnerable in the back, and they should also concede. Bodo Glimt is in the same spot, so I like for a shootout game to happen here with both teams scoring over 2.5 total goals. It would be a dream if we saw a very similar match to Barcelona Inter yesterday for this Tottenham Bodo/Glimt match. You would cash both of our bets within the first 20 minutes. But I feel good about it. And, hopefully we should see a lot of goals. Moving on to our second and final UEFA Conference League match, we have Real Betis taking on Fiorentina. And in this match, I have two plays once again. I'm going to be backing both teams to score at minus 130, which by the time I've checked prior to recording this episode, the line had moved to minus 120. And Real Betis money line, which again, I took at minus 135, but I saw it has been moved to minus 130. So in this pick of both lines moving, I'm still backing both of them, both teams to score, and Real Betis money line. Even though Fiorentina has the name strength, Betis are and have been the better team this season. Fiorentina can be dangerous too, but they've looked shaky even against weaker sides like Celje in the previous round. The attacking talent and both ends means we'll likely see fireworks in terms of goalways. You know, Real Betis have Isco, Anthony, whereas Fiorentina has the killer goal scorer in Moise Kean. I think that in this matchup where we will see some key players stepping up and delivering, this should hopefully be an entertaining opener to the semifinal tie. And I'm expecting both teams to score and Real Betis to win the game in this first leg. Moving on to the NBA playoffs. I'm excited about these because surprisingly we've kind of been able to turn the tide on the NBA front, whereas we continue to struggle on the soccer side. Yesterday, I was very happy with my NBA picks. I took the Rockets as well as the Minnesota Timberwolves, and both of those teams did not fail me. The Rockets did scare me with, in that last quarter, unable to get going against the G League Warriors, but they still prevailed. It was a short spread that I was a very big fan of. And I think that the Minnesota Timberwolves being a +5.5 underdog was a huge disrespect towards them, especially given that they were up 3-1. I've said it in the podcast, I've said it in my write-ups throughout this entire time that the Timberwolves had an extreme size advantage over the Lakers. And it's kind of surprising that I was able to say that at the very start of the series. And JJ Redick, the Lakers head coach, would not play a center last night, even though they very much could have used one, even though it was in the form of Jackson Hayes. I think that he would have been able to do some magic. But all in all, that's to say that, the reads are there.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
That I'm seeing things as they should be, and that's kind of how I'm approaching it. The fact that they don't play out has been the most frustrating part. But hopefully we can carry that read-to-play momentum in these two NBA games as well. We have the New York Knicks taking on the Detroit Pistons. And I'm loving the Pistons as the favorites at -2 here. Prior to the recording the episode, I did check and the line had fallen to -1.5 for the Pistons. But regardless, I think this should be playable. This series could have easily been over by now if not for some really unlucky breaks for the Pistons. They blew game one in the fourth quarter, lost game three by just 2 points, and had a huge shot at game four if not for a missed foul call in which the league and the refs have admitted to it. So while the Knicks still have the bigger names, Pistons have played the better basketball for most of the series in my opinion. They've already proven they can hang. I don't know why I switched to Knicks in the previous matchup. I just figured that, them playing at home, knowing that they'll be playing against the Celtics, they would want the extra rest given that, they're a team to play their core heavy minutes. But Pistons came out strong. They came out with vengeance. And I do not foresee the Pistons losing three playoff home games in this series. And I think that they have a real shot at carrying this to a game seven. So I like the Pistons at -2 here at -110 on Fanatics. And on to my second play for the NBA playoffs, we have the Denver Nuggets taking on the Los Angeles Clippers. And, you know, very similar to Detroit, except for the switch up in that I had in game five. I've backed the Clippers throughout this entire series. You know, I've picked them to win the series. I picked this to go to a game seven, but I've also stood by the Clippers throughout this entire series. However, with that being said, game five raised a lot of real concerns for me. I still believe that the Clippers will win tonight and carry this to a game seven. However, Harden's effectiveness has been dropping. They still haven't found a consistent chemistry across their new big three in Kawhi, James Harden, and Ivica Zubac. The Nuggets don't have depth as they're not getting any contributions outside of Russell Westbrook from their bench. But when you have the best player in the league in Nikola Jokic, and especially if Jamal Murray is intending to play as he did in Game 5, the Nuggets, I believe, are being a little bit disrespected here. Last night, I was able to take the Nuggets as +7 underdogs, and I was able to see that the line had moved to 6.5, and lastly to +6 right before I recorded this episode. So with that being said, I'll reiterate that I still do think that the Clippers will win tonight, and they will carry this to Game 7, and they have a real shot at pulling off in the series. However, in what I anticipate to be a much closer game than the previous one has shown, I think that the Nuggets at +7 offer real value here at -110 on Fanatics. So that wraps up all I have for this Thursday, May 1st slate. And going over it again, Conference League, your Gardens versus Chelsea. Chelsea to win and over 2.5 total goals at -125 what I took, but it is currently at -111. In the English Premier League, Nottingham Forest taking on Brentford, both teams to score at -170 on Fanatics. Starting off at the UEFA Europa League, Athletic Bilbao taking on Manchester United. I'll be taking Athletic Bilbao money line. I took it at +110, but at +115, it's even a stronger recommendation. And total goals bands 2-3 at -105 on DraftKings. Remaining in the UEFA Europa League, Tottenham versus Bodo Glimt. I'm taking both teams to score and over 2.5 total goals game parlay at +105 on DraftKings. Finishing off the UEFA Conference League with Real Betis taking on Fiorentina. I'm going to be backing both teams to score. I took it at -130. But significantly stronger and playable at -120, as well as Real Betis money line at -135, what I took, but currently at -130, also very playable. Finishing off with the NBA playoffs, the New York Knicks taking on the Detroit Pistons. I took the Pistons -2 at -110 on Fanatics. It's currently at -1.5, which is even better. And Nuggets versus Clippers, I was able to cash the Nuggets as +7 underdogs, and that is what I took. But I believe that the current line at +6 is still very much playable at -110. So that is all I have for Thursday, May 1st plays. But I also have some plays for Friday. It's not the strongest slate, but we'll take a look at what we have in this very moment. We have the English Premier League coming back without even a day of rest, and we'll start it off with the Manchester City taking on Wolverhampton Wanderers, or Wolves as you would like to call it. In this opening match for, you know, round 35 or match week 35 of the English Premier League, I'm backing both teams to score at -120 on Fanatics. Manchester City continue to push in the Champions League race. backed by their strong form in recent weeks. Wolves, on the other hand, are enjoying a solid run under Vitor Pereira. They've climbed out of the relegation zone and truly look like one of the stronger teams in the league since he's come into the helm. I expect City to likely dominate possession with their ball control, and they'll also counter Wolves in order to, you know, limit their counter-attacking opportunities that they've proven to be very strong on. But given the form of these teams, I most certainly anticipate both teams to get on the scoreboard, and minus 120 offers great odds for that. And I'm a little bit closer towards leaning to Manchester City's win, but I would definitely not put, you know, Wolves onto the back end of my thoughts. A first half draw also seems like a very good play here, as I anticipate this match to, you know, potentially open within the dreadlock in the second half. But as it stands, you know, with a day and with more motivation to come for Manchester City, depending on the Nottingham Forest game's result today, as they're the two teams that are kind of in fighting for that top four, top three spot, I'm liking this play. I'll also have a play from League One in Nice and Reims. I'll be very honest and say that, you know, in preparing for the plays for today as well as tomorrow, I did not get a full chance to look at this play, but rest assured, it will most certainly be available in the wager pass as well as the Discord. And what I can indeed talk about is the Houston Rockets taking on the Golden State Warriors tomorrow, May 2nd. This is the only NBA game we have on schedule. And, you know, I've been a strong supporter for the Houston Rockets throughout this series. I like their, you know, young squad. I like their depth. I've liked their ability to kind of give the Golden State Warriors a tough time. They did show this last night at home. You know, the Golden State Warriors pulled out all of their starters out of the game with 5 minutes left in the third quarter. But then the Rockets bench struggled heavily against the Golden State Warriors bench as well, to the point to even at some point, you know, Ime Udoka had to pull all of the starters back from the bench into the game. And even at that point, the Houston Rockets had a tough time going. There was a point in which, you know, the difference was almost coming back to, you know, lower double digits, around 11 points, if I'm not mistaken. Steph Curry was, you know, putting his knee brace back on. Brandon Podziemski was on the bench hyping up all of the players. It's a hot take. I obviously wouldn't know without it actually happening, but I do think that if Steve Kerr decided to put the starters back in the game, this would have been a nightmare scenario for the Houston Rockets. So while with this win, I anticipate the Rockets to come into this game with everything they have to kind of push for the next round, I did not like how Game 5 fared off, especially in that second half. You know, if the Rockets had been able to close out the Warriors with 5 minutes left in the third quarter, I would have backed the Rockets, but you never know. The Rockets are a +5 underdog, so that could definitely come into play here, as +5 throughout this playoff series can truly be a difference maker here. But just off of what I'm going, of what I watched last night, I'm liking the Golden State Warriors here tonight. I know it's a surprise, it's a little bit of a switch up, but I'm truly basing it off of not the entirety of the series, but rather off of this one game. Rest assured, the final play, whatever I decide, will most certainly be available in the wager pass as well as the Discord. Again, it's a very exciting and fun slate today with a couple plays tomorrow. But as you know, the weekend is where we truly make the most damage. So I'll be back on Saturday morning, maybe even Friday night for our episode 11 in Today in Sports Betting. But for the time being, that wraps up episode 10. Once again, the results haven't been good this week or the past week, but I know that these runs don't go on forever. I'm committed. I'm focused. The mindset has not changed. And we'll keep pressing. We'll keep trusting the work. And we'll stay sharp in the process. Thank you as always for listening. Good luck with your place today, and I'll see you next time on Today in Sports Betting.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.